Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And so thinking about that, you know, there's many people today that are coming back to God. Right. They really are. We have prodigals that are finding the Lord again. And they once walked with God and said, it's not going well with me now.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost my way. And I encourage you, if you're a prodigal and you once knew God, and you've left the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and you know you've left the Lord. You know, if you know you've left God and you're looking at your current situation and saying, this is not good,
mm-hmm.
tell you something, God's not mad at you.
That's right.
You can work it out.
Amen.
And the first step is just coming to Him. The first step is acknowledging. And God will help you and walk you through the process. But start all over.
Mm-hmm.
Dump everything you had from before.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk more about turning back to God.
Mm-hmm.
Turning back to God as we come to the end of the first hour. We're turning back, turning our hearts back to Him, giving our hearts to Him. Maybe you're here today and you're listening to all of this and you're saying, you know what? I want to, God's calling me and you've repented and you're coming back to God. I want to read you something out of 1 Samuel that's really amazing. And the Ark of the Covenant, it's all about God's presence. I mean, we need the glory of God in our life, in our home, mm-hmm. in the church. I mean, you know, we need God's glory, but the Ark of the Covenant was being returned to Israel after some time. And in 1 Samuel chapter 7, the Word of God says that it was a long time, verse 2, it was a long time, 20 years in all, that the Ark remained at Kiriath and Jearim.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people of Israel mourned and sought after the Lord. And then verse 3 says, and Samuel said to the whole house of Israel, if you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, rid yourselves of foreign gods and the Asheroths, and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve Him only, and He will deliver you. He'll deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines. I mean, there is a process. You know, you can give your heart to God, but say, listen, if you really want to turn your heart. So he says, so the Israelites put away all their Baals and their Asheroths and served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, assemble Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you're turning back to God, such an encouraging time. But how many times have we seen this where, you know, God's moving in someone's life and they're being drawn to God,
mm-hmm.
but you almost like they don't seal the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, being close is not in. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
In is in, out is out. And if God's drawing you, you want to come to God fully. And don't underestimate. Remember, because you didn't know God a little while ago.
That's right.
You didn't know God a little while ago. And if you're coming back to God, don't underestimate the people that God has put by divine providence, by His plan for your life, you know,
mm-hmm.
to help bring you back. I mean, here you see Samuel as a picture,
mm-hmm.
as a picture of one that's standing in the gap, bringing the people back. We're talking about turning back to God.
Mm.
I mean, this is so important. People are hungry. Listen, there's got to be more. I remember when I turned my heart to God, Pat, I would say, listen, Chris, there's got to be more to life than this.
Right.
There's got to be more to life than this. You know, there's a process. You know, there's a process. God's calling you back. And we're talking about 1 Samuel. We're talking about 1 Samuel chapter 7. And I'm just going to read this just to you real quick again. But it says it was a long time, verse 2, it was a long time, 20 years that, so 20 years in all, that the ark remained at Kiriath Jearim, and all the people of Israel mourned and sought after the Lord. And I got a question. How long has it been since you've really been with God?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long?
Right.
Away from His voice, away from His presence. Isn't that something to mourn?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they mourned. You know, it's in His presence. It's the only place to be.
That's right.
And I'm concerned because it just seems like there's a lot of things that the church has been doing. But where's God? Where's God in the midst of this? I mean, we don't have time for. Listen, God doesn't need no filler. We don't need anything to fill in for God. He is enough.
That's right.
And I just want to encourage, if you're a minister today, preach Jesus. We don't have time to just entertain anyone's. I mean, this is about Jesus and Him. Paul said, "I resolve to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
Mm-hmm.
And if you're joining the conversation, we're saying, listen, it's time. It's time to turn back to God. That's right. But first, we got to know that something's wrong. I mean, the first step is to actually become aware that, oh my goodness, yeah, where is God? And there's nothing like a sobering event, and I hope to God nothing like this happens, but it's just like, there's nothing like a sobering event to happen in your life, if you know what I mean, that makes you say, hold up,
mm-hmm.
wait a minute.
Right.
There's nothing like a tragedy. There's nothing like something that knocks you kind of off of your everyday self-focused life that hasn't been on God.
Right.
To say, wait a minute, God, could it be? Could it be because we've taken our eyes off of you? Could it be because I've had other things or idols that have come encroached in my heart and in my life?
That's right.
And you've taken a backseat, and now where is God?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. I mean, we've got to come to the place where the first step is to actually mourn. God's not nowhere to be found.
Right.
I mean, you can have a lot of people and a lot of stuff. Let me tell you, when you need God, you need God. And no other person, no job, no thing is going to be able to satisfy. Think about hurricanes. You know what I'm saying? It's like hurricanes and no power helps you to really focus on the fact. I mean, it does. When you have no power you're sitting in a house that you can't turn on the TV, you can't turn on the iPad, can't turn on the laptop.
Right.
You know, it's like the house, it almost becomes almost useless. It's almost like you got to get out. The air becomes stale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like people just have to get outside and get air
because
there's nothing going on in the home.
That's right.
And it's almost like, you know, does God have to start unplugging all the things in your life?
Mm.
Does God have to shut down everything that you got going on in your life for you to realize that, wait a minute, there's no power in my life. There's no presence in my life. God's nowhere to be found in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And He loves you enough.
That's right.
To give you a hold up, wait a minute scenario.
Yes, He will.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, He will.
But it says here, guys, it says that the Word of God says, and Samuel said to the whole house of Israel, he says, you guys are serious? You guys are mourning?
Mm-hmm.
You guys really want to turn back to God? You know, this is for real? Let me tell you, if you are returning to the Lord, if you are returning to the Lord with all of your hearts, then rid yourselves of foreign gods and the sheroffs. Let me tell you something. If you're coming to God, you can't come to God with other little G gods too. You know what I'm saying?
No, sir.
That is not going to be a good idea. That's not a recipe for success. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
If you're
not
coming to God, you got to check everything at the door.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a blueprint for turning back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you can make it. I know it sounds, you know, you're like a, but you got, it's called repentance. We got to start. We got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get the sin out. And you know what sin is? I mean, it's almost like people, no one knows what sin is. Sin is anything Jesus wouldn't do. Jesus wouldn't do it. It's sin.
All right.
Right?
That's right.
So he says, rid yourselves of foreign gods and the sheroffs, and additional here, commit yourselves to the Lord and serve Him only. Look, this is a commitment. This is not an idea. It's not like, well, I'll just try God. Oh, I love when you hear, oh, I'll just start, you know, I just need to go back to church. I just need to go back to church. You go back. Like, first of all.
Like, that's the answer.
Right. First of all, it's hard to, you know, you can go to a building. You know, the church is God's people. So, what, you know, it's like, is that even right? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you can go back to church. Wait a minute. The church is the people. So, how can you? That doesn't even make proper context. It doesn't even make sense.
Right.
And being amongst the brethren is like the first thing you need. Because I know maybe somebody might have told you this, you know, so that's why you're saying you got to go to church. Mm-hmm. But we're here to help you. We're here because, listen, God loves you, and we want to help you. That it's not about going to church, back to church. It's about coming to Jesus.
That's right.
It's about
and
coming.
Be the church.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't go to what you are, because all you can do is just simply be. Mm-hmm. But you can't be the church until you first accept the one who died for the church.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. And he says, listen, rid yourselves of these foreign gods and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only. Mm-hmm. It's a personal commitment. Mm-hmm. It's a personal, you know, stand where you're saying, listen, I am going to commit to you, God.
Right.
I'm leaving the ways of the world. I'm leaving the devil and his ways and his sin and all this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm done.
Right.
I'm coming back to you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna make a commitment.
Mm.
Not an idea, not like I'm gonna try this out. Listen, God loves you, he died for you. If anyone in this world is worthy of you making a commitment to, anybody, mm-hmm. anybody in this world, it's Jesus.
That's right.
I mean, you made a commitment, you got a ring on your finger, you made a commitment to somebody.
Yeah.
Go, my kids, I'd do anything for me. No, do anything for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In all those statements that we say, well, I'll do anything for this person or that person, or I'll lay my life. Listen, you can make this commitment for God because he's already made a commitment to you.
Mm-hmm.
And his commitment to you is unbinding and unchanging. It's forever. He says, I love you. My arms are stretched wide open. Talking about turning back to God. How to turn back to God. Come with your whole heart. You got to rid yourself of foreign gods. You got to commit to him. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
And then it says, and serve him only. And he will deliver you. He told the Israelites, out of the hands of the Philistines, he'll deliver you out of everything that the enemy had his holds on. See, listen, if you're serving the enemy, if you're not serving Jesus, let me tell you something. You're bound. The enemy mm-hmm. has you bound. Guess what? You know what breaks those chains that the enemy has over you, over your mind, over those thoughts,
mm-hmm.
over those just the sinful practices and all the sin that the Hebrews talks about that so easily entangles you? It's the fact that you ain't serving God. The enemy has a hold on you.
Mm.
He's got you bound.
Right.
You'll be set free, totally set free. Then Samuel says, well, okay, you guys are serious, right? Listen to this, guys. Chris, he says, you guys are serious? He says, assemble Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you. And I mentioned this earlier before in the first hour. Listen, if you're coming to God, low and slow.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come low. You just got to come humble. And if God is using someone, maybe you're being discipled right now, or you're about to, you know, they're talking to you, it's a process, and mm-hmm. and you're turning back to the Lord, or maybe you're just giving your life to God for the first time. You know, God had this day in mind. This may be new to you, but it may be not being new to the person that God's using to bring you to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so work with that person. Understand that God is using them in your life, and they're actually standing in the gap because they actually know God. They have a relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
and you're just coming to God. And so it's okay to trust and see how God's going. Listen, Samuel had to intercede. He had to pray for them. He stood in the gap for them to help them. And so they put out a little offering. And on that day, Pat and Chris, it says, on that day,
mm-hmm.
they fasted and there they confessed, we have sinned
mm-hmm.
against the Lord.
Wow.
This you're talking about a blueprint and a pattern of turning back.
That's right.
Being desperate for God's glory, getting God back in your life, turning to God for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come to the place where you totally make a personal confession mm-hmm. of one, and you know, confession of sin is saying, you know what? It's not winking at it. It's mm-hmm. not like, oh, I'll just start going to this thing called, you know, church, and because that's mm-hmm. what someone told me. It's you know, I'll just start reading a Bible. And those are ways that people begin.
Right.
But I want to tell you that you have to acknowledge your sin. You got to say, listen, you got to confess and say, yes, it was me. It was my hand in the cookie jar. You know what I'm saying? I took that cookie.
I stole the cookie.
And it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever it is. If I was lying, I was in, you know, sin. I was sexual sin. I stole. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all sin.
Right.
you know, and don't make a California stop confession, you know, like come to a stop sign and hit a pause, quick break, and keep going through the stop sign.
Right.
Oh, God, forgive me for that. Oh, what is that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If my favorite is, Lord, if I sinned, if I ever, you know, like, just say what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he wants to forgive you. And he can give you specific forgiveness when you have specific repentance.
That's right.
You know? And he desires to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this is what it's all about.
That's good. That's good, man.
Turning to God.
That is amazing. Because just this past week, man, I was just reading about a similar situation.
Oh, wow.
In Second Chronicles. And this is about King Manasseh.
Mm.
Now, he was a king of Israel at this time. And he did all kinds of evil things. I mean, it reminds me of America, all the things that was going on in the nation. And he was leading the people away in the same direction. It talks about where, you know, he built pagan shrines, images of Baal, Asherah poles, pagan altars, divination, witchcraft, mediums, psychics.
Oof.
He even sacrificed his own sons in the fire.
Wow.
I mean, this is horrific, the things that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the Lord, he gives us opportunities to repent, right? You know, God even spoke to him, said, you know, you might not want to do that. But, of course, he ignored all the warnings. You know, God had sent his prophets, as he's known to do. And then, so this is what the Lord does, since he wouldn't repent. So Manasseh ignored all the warnings, and the Lord sent the commanders of Assyria's armies and took Manasseh prisoner.
Wow.
And they put, this is what they did to him. They put a ring through his nose, bound him in chains, and led him away to Babylon into captivity.
Wow.
So you think God got his attention?
All right. Yeah, you think?
Okay, well, so Manasseh gets this revelation.
I'm in prison. Was it the ring nose?
Check it out. He doesn't seek Baal. He doesn't seek Asherah, all these things that he was bowing down to. He begins to abide. It says, Manasseh sought the Lord.
It's a good time to seek the Lord. That,
you think?
You know, chain in your nose, being you in think? Captivity. That's a good sign.
Yeah, he sought the Lord, his God now. And he sincerely humbled himself before God. And when he prayed, he abided, and then he prayed.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the Lord listened to him and was moved by his request.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine that?
That's where it's at. That's where it's at.
God was moved. He humbled himself. God was moved. So this is what the Lord does.
Wow. See, that's exactly it. I mean, he humbled himself.
Mm-hmm.
He humbled himself.
Right. So the Lord heard him. And so the Lord brought Manasseh back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. He puts him back in his position after all that.
Wow.
And then Manasseh finally realized that the Lord alone is God.
Mm.
It wasn't all that other stuff. And then, of course, Manasseh, he goes and he just cleans house. He goes, the Lord's God, and all this stuff's got to go. So he ends up cleaning house, gets rid of all the Asherah poles and altars, and destroys all that stuff. You know, and starts serving God.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Let me tell you something. That's awesome. You're listening today. You know, God's got your number. He loves you.
Right.
He loved Manasseh. He loved him enough to let him to be taken away from captivity. He tried. Look what's happened. I mean, look what's happened to America.
I know.
But look what's happened to people all over. It's like this tragedy, this thing, that thing. It's like, do you think that maybe we need to turn to God? I mean, just look how just sin is so prevalent. We can go on and on right now for, you know, quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And just tell you, we've talked about it quite a bit here on the VFN radio program. Just the condition and the state. I mean, listen to brace yourself.
Right.
I mean, listen, if you haven't, you got to spend some time on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and go to the VFN Torch and spend some time. Because I'm telling you that God wants to speak to you. He wants to encourage you. But let me say the greatest encouragement. You don't need to pep me up. You don't need to cheer me up. A lot of people want to give these pep me up and cheer me up messages.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you need to lift up. You need to lift up out of the pit of where you're at. And the only way you can be lifted up is by having a personal relationship with God. Get the ring out your nose. Get out of captivity. Mm-hmm. And one of the key ingredients, the key thing to come into God is being humble. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you're prideful and you're going to tiptoe into God and you're not in control, God is in control. And every knee shall bow. Every tongue is going to confess mm-hmm. that Jesus Christ is one way or the other. This is going to happen. Mm-hmm. It might as well be on this side. I remember the day that I bowed down. It's like mm-hmm. you got to dethrone yourself from being the king and the ruler of your heart. You got to dethrone yourself from calling all the shots your way, what you think is right, and saying, you know what? I surrender my will, my destiny, everything, and say, you know what? Jesus, you're not just my savior. Mm-hmm. I ask you to forgive me of my sin, but I make you today the Lord of my life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.